They're all taken care of.
Yes, yes, but I ran into a hit. There was somebody with them when I got there, and I had to pull the job right in front of them.
Why didn't you take care of them at the same time?
I couldn't. The whip snarled around Mother's throat. The best I could do was crunch the man on the head with the whip handle. The girl screamed. I had to get out.
Suppose there were cops. Suppose...
Do I lose things like that to Tan State, or not? I had Rosie, the violet peddler, followed them when I left Mother's. We'll soon know who they are. Brother Andrew, that must be Rosie now.
Yeah.
She was a nice lady.
Never mind that. Give the wallet to Jake, Rosie.
Good is right here in my basket of violets. This doctor taught me how to do it, Jake. There. See?
Take a look at it, Jake. Any identification?
Mm-hmm.
If I knew, I wouldn't have...
He's a monstrance. Some kind of cop. Now we are in trouble.
Maybe. Maybe not. Rosie, you followed them to where they live, huh?
Oh, yes, Rosie. A beautiful big house.
Never mind that, Rosie. Did Cranston go in with the girl?
No. And now he left her at the door and went away in a car.
Good.
You got an idea, Moose?
I've always got ideas, Jake. Rosie, I want you to deliver a message to that young lady, Frances Wayne.
A message?
Yes, you take her a message from Mr. Cranston. He wants to see her right away. Here.
Tell the lady Mr. Cranston wants to see her, I can say.
That's right, Rosie.
All right, no. I'll go to the lady. Tell her Mr. Cranston wants to see her.
And when Cranston finds out we've got his girl, he'll go any place we want him to.
Good. Now, what about that job we had planned for tonight, Morris? With Mugger dead, who's going to go on it with me?
Nobody, Dick. You'll go alone. The owners are away for a short trip. You won't have any trouble. It should be a cinch for you.
Ran into the wardrobe, Jake. That shouldn't be there, should it? Should be on the other side.
The devil, I'm getting out of here. Just trap me, but once I get this light on, we're going to see who... Nobody here. Just me.
No, Jake. I'm here. Just can't see the shadow, Jake. Now tell me, why did you kill Mrs. Whalen?
I didn't. Mugger did.
Mugger's dead.
You know about Mugger.
Shadow knows a great deal, Jake. A man who kills in the dark, Jake. Who is he?
Moore, they call him. He can't see, but that slip of his, it feels there for you and grabs you.
Like it did Mugger, Jake?
Yeah. He killed Mugger. Moore did it. He'd kill me if I talk.
Where do I find this Moore? Talk, Jake, talk.
The old warehouse down by the docks. He uses it for schools for beggars.
The old warehouse by the docks?
Help me, Shadow. Don't let Moore kill me.
Moses' killing days are over. You've told the truth. You've nothing to fear. If you've lied, Jake, you'll answer to the Shadow.
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Lane. Do you remember me? You bought my violets, my pretty violets.
Of course I remember you. They were pretty violets.
I've got a message for you, Miss Lane.
A message? For whom?
Mr. Cranston. He wants me to bring you to him.
I was expecting to hear from him. Where is he?
Oh, I'm not allowed to tell you. I'm supposed to bring you.
Fine, Rosie. Where did I get my coat?
You were not. You bought my violets. You said they were pretty. Most people are certain are.
Well, they're just in a hurry, Rosie. They don't mean to be unkind. Come on, I'm a little anxious to see Mr. Cranston.
But
Mr. Cranston's going to be there when we get there, isn't he?
Yes, Miss Lane. He don't know when, but he's going to be there all right.
All right, Rosie. Don't be so worried. Mr. Cranston likes to be mysterious sometimes. This old warehouse is the place you were to take me, Rosie. It looks the same.
Oh, no. It just looks that way, Miss Lane.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me. See? Here's the office. Yes, I'm waiting here.
It's dark in there.
It's always dark in there, Miss Lane. Rosie, don't lock the light.
I'm in, Miss Lane.
Oh.
Close the door, Rosie, and get out.
All right, Rose.
Who are you? What's the matter with me?
Nothing, Miss Lane. We only want to use you as bait to get your friend, Mr. Cranston. You see, you are foolish enough to stick your nose in my business.
I don't know anything about your business, or you.
Oh, yes, you do, Miss Lane. While we're waiting for Mr. Cranston to arrive, perhaps you'd answer some questions.
Why not ask me the questions, Mose?
Shadow.
Shall we meet at last? The king of beggars and the king of shadows. How interesting.
Don't move. Don't talk, Miss Lane. Drop to the floor.
Oh. My. So it's to be just the two of us, Shadow, eh? Good. Very good. Well, sooner or later, you must betray your present shadow a breath, the creak of a floorboard, the scrape of a shoe. I'll hear them. And when I do... That was foolish of you, Shadow.
I'll take that whip, Mose. That was just a decoy to get you to swing, Mose. I was right behind you.
Listen,
don't move, Mose. I'm turning on the light.
Shadow, he's got a gun.
Thank you, Miss Lane. Now I know exactly where you are. One move from either you or the shadow and I shoot. You're very clever, Shadow. And I'm just a little bit cleverer.
Don't move, Miss Lane.
You're very quiet, Shadow. Is it because you know I'm as accurate with a gun as I am with a whip, or is it because you're a...
Mose! It's me, Rosie. I heard a noise and I... Oh, you've got a gun pointed at Miss Lane. Oh, you mustn't hurt him, Mose. No.
Rosie!
No, Rosie, don't come any closer.
I warned you, Miss Lane.
Oh.
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 Oh. I didn't want to shoot Mose, Miss Lane. But I couldn't let him hurt you, could I? You were nice to me. I had a gun hidden in my basket of violets. He told me to keep things there.
Don't worry, Rosie.
No one will blame you for what you did, Rosie.
Huh? I heard somebody, Miss Lane. But nobody's here. Just you and me.
There is someone here, Rosie. The shadow. He's our friend.
Oh. All right. If he's your friend, that's all right.
You go along with Miss Lane, Rosie. The police will soon be here. You'll explain to them what you've done. No one will blame you, Rosie. And no harm will come to you.
Going to town. Lucky Davis is due for at least one homer.
Mm-hmm.
Lamont, will you put that paper down?
I was just reading about Moses Janewagel. The police have brought me that. Most of his beggars were fake. Those who are really in need of assistance were referred to legitimate charity organizations.
Who
is it?
Beggars have broken up. He's that mugger's murderer.
Oh, no! Oh,
Margot, what is it? What's wrong? What's happened?
Oh, Margot, awful! With two men on base, Mickey Davis struck out!
To present Blue Coal's distinguished heating authority, John Barclay.
Thank you, Don Hancock, and good evening, friends. It's not too early to plan the summer checkup and cleanup of your furnace, to make arrangements with your Blue Coal dealer to have that essential job done. Yes, it's essential. It's good heating and operation that will save you money next winter and to prevent costly rust damage while your furnace is idle this summer. Blue Coal dealers have specially trained men with special equipment to do a quick, thorough, dust-free, and inexpensive job of cleaning your furnace. They can also make the minor repairs necessary and check on those trouble symptoms you may have noticed this past winter. Your Blue Coal dealer will receive many calls to summer-conditioned furnaces. So to be wise, call him now and make sure that he'll be able to fit your job into his schedule. Better make a note right now to call the nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. I thank you.
This story is copyrighted by Fries & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plots are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the shadows' daring battle against the forces of evil. This is Don Hancock saying, keep the home fires burning with Blue Coal. The Shadow is presented by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal. Lamont Cranston is played by Brett Morrison. Margot is played by Grace Matthews.